I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. Today, we're talking about conflicts of interest in journalism. First is a situation at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Lee Williams is a senior editor there, and he has a pro-gun column and podcast. His advocacy's never been a secret, but he assigns and edits news stories, and that crosses over to areas where he has a very public opinion. In February, he contributed to a news story about the Sarasota Sheriff's idea to train retired cops and veterans as school security officers. The next day, he shared his opinion about it on his podcast called Think, Aim, Fire.
I think it's a great idea. I couldn't support it more.
The top editor at the Herald Tribune says he isn't worried about Williams' news judgment, and he says he reviews nearly every local story the paper runs. Indira Lakshmanan is the chair of journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute. You don't think this passes a smell test, do you?
Not at all, Mary. And it's a very clear reason this is basically journalism 101. You know, the whole point of being a news organization, if you say that you are delivering unbiased, fair, impartial content, then your audience has to rest assured that the people involved in that news gathering do not have preconceived notions, particularly on controversial topics. What we're talking about here is a story, a tip that came to Poynter that a man who ran a website called The Gun Writer, which, as you said, includes columns and videos and podcasts, which then appears in the Sarasota newspaper as well, that he was also doubling as a top news editor at the Sarasota newspaper. And this is just something you do not hear of in American journalism.
Is there really an issue with perception or trust?
Let me just say, this doesn't apply to the gun issue. It applies to any issue. In the same way, you would not have someone who is a Planned Parenthood member or abortion rights activist as an editor editing abortion coverage. So it's first about whether that person's opinions are coloring the stories they're assigning.
I wonder, how realistic is this in a newsroom where people are doing 2-3 jobs?
Honestly, low resources in newsrooms, it's a national problem, but I have never heard anywhere else of a newsroom where somebody who is a one-issue advocacy columnist is also doubling in a senior news-gathering, news-editing role. I'm 100% in favor of intellectual, ideological diversity, and I applaud the Sarasota paper for having a gun writer website and column, but you have to choose.
Indira, let's touch on another conflict of interest. It's involving Fox News host Sean Hannity. He also failed to disclose support he got from a federal housing agency in some real estate deals. But Indira, Hannity doesn't call himself a journalist.
Well, that's not exactly right, Mary. Sometimes he does call himself a journalist and sometimes he doesn't. There is no question Sean Hannity appears on a news network. He's as much a journalist as Rachel Maddow is, who is an opinion journalist host on MSNBC. They may be opinion hosts and anchors, but they are still journalists. Now, most newsrooms do have explicit policies, but we have been unable to find a publicly available standards and practices and ethics policy for Fox News. But I can tell you that at the Associated Press or the New York Times, it's very clear that journalists have to either disclose any conflicts they have and recuse themselves from covering those issues. And that's what brings us back to the Sarasota case. You know, one thing, if you have a very small staff, is that person who's the gun writer could recuse himself from any coverage or reporting on gun issues on the news side. That would be one way to handle it.
Indira Lakshmanan from Poynter, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.